Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, your Keys to Clarity coach. Can't talk tonight. Keys to Clarity coach on KTC Radio. And I really want to welcome you this evening on the 16th of November. I can't believe it's the 16th already. Time seems to be flying. And we have a wonderful guest this evening who I'm going to be introducing you to in a few moments. Now, I love the new book that she's written and just the premise of what she's been talking about in the book and what she stands for. So I really am excited to have this guest with us this evening, and I'm sure that you all are as well. So I just want to welcome Sue Erda, and she is the co-founder of Powerful You Women's Network and the author of her new book, Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude. Welcome, Sue.
Hello, Louise. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm so excited about the subject that you chose for your book, Sue, and I love what you do just in general with your Powerful You Network, and so it's just wonderful to have you here and to talk about all the wonderful things that you're doing.
Great, and you know, I love being here, Louise, and I love all the things you're doing. Obviously, we have a lot of similarities in what we've chosen to do with our lives, and it's so neat and cool that we've come together in this way.
Yeah, definitely. I know we were just talking earlier and talking about how we have this wonderful connection in common, which is the journey. And for all of you listeners out there, if you didn't get to listen to last week's show, it's definitely worth a listen. And that is actually all about this wonderful program called The Journey. And I got to interview Skip Lackey, who is the North America's leader of The Journey, written by Brandon Bays. And it's just the most powerful experience. And I got the wonderful opportunity with my husband to be a trainer on the weekend that's just gone, on a Journey intensive weekend. And Sue was telling me that she has done the same thing. So isn't that cool, Sue, how small the world is really when you really have these things in common?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I just want to second what you said about the journey. The journey process is such an amazing, amazing gift, really, to this world that Brandon Bays has brought to us. And I know you experienced it this weekend with so many people and just seeing the eye-opening and the awakening that takes place when you get to do such amazing work with such people who come from such a heart space. It's just so amazing. And Skip Lackey and Christine, his wife, are friends of mine, and they're just amazing people. Skip is this amazing gentleman filled with just such love and devotion for people in general, and I just love being in his presence because when you're with him, he just so knows how to focus and be present with people, and he's amazing in what he does in bringing this to the United States and North America.
Yeah, it really is, and he is really committed to his, you know, he really has a mission to really spread, you know, the word about the journey, and you know, I'm just amazed by the work that he's doing in impoverished communities, like the Aboriginal communities in northern Canada. So it's just amazing. I mean, he's taken it to the schools in South Africa, and of course that's a precious topic for me. And you know, even just Sue, I don't know if I told you, but you know, even this weekend, it's so powerful because I had a migraine on the Sunday. I woke up with one, and it just got progressively worse during the day, and I end up having one of their processes called the physical journey, which you're familiar with. And, you know, even halfway through that process, my migraine disappeared. So it's just amazing, you know, how a lot of the things that we're carrying can really manifest itself in different ways. But let's get back onto what we're talking about tonight. And I want our guests to hear a little bit about you, Sue. So I'm just going to introduce you a little bit further, and then we'll jump into our wonderful topic this evening of powerful intentions and everyday gratitude.
Terrific.
Okay, so just to let everyone else know a little bit more about Sue, she's known as the connections expert, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Powerful You Women's Network. a two-time honoree on Inc. magazine's list of the 500 fastest-growing private companies, and co-creator of the inspirational movie Stepping Stones. Sue's book, Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, is designed to help you understand the complex workings of your mind, tap the inner wisdom of your heart, and live each day through deliberate creation and intent. All this as you enjoy the moments of your life. Sue's book was selected in 2009 as a three-time award winner, and she's hopeful that this will get her book into the hands of individuals who will benefit from its teachings. How exciting, Sue. That's fantastic. Her experience in the corporate world, as well as 20 years as an entrepreneur, supply her with the knowledge, connections, and motivation to assist individuals in their own pursuit of success, joyful living, and balance. Sue travels the country connecting women to each other, their visions, and themselves through her network, and her keynote presentations and her words. And Sue's personal mission is to connect women to each other, their vision and themselves, and to be an example of living with simplicity, grace, and joy. So Sue, I am just really excited to have you here, and I just want to welcome everyone in the chat room. I see Ricky has arrived. She's one of the Journey practitioners who I actually got to spend some time with on the weekend, and amazingly, we actually got reconnected for the first time in the chat room last week, so that was so cool.
I just
want to welcome everyone. Sorry, Sue, what were you saying?
I was just thinking it is such a small world. Amazing how we all meet and then come together.
I know, exactly. And there's no such thing as coincidences, as you said in your book, Sue.
Yes.
So Sue, I would love for us to get into the subject of powerful intentions and everyday gratitude. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, what got you inspired to write this book?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The book, as you know from reading it, is really a compilation of many short stories, or not even stories, really just some thoughts that I've had on an ongoing basis. So actually, I've been a writer, I would say, and I've been writing, I should say, for many, many years. I've always been interested in it. Back in college many, many years ago, I took courses in creative writing and things like that, so I've always liked it. But lately, and I would say in the past 10 years or so, I've been on what I would call a spiritual journey of sorts. And,
yeah,
you know, I write down my thoughts often. I write down what's going on. And then the past few years lately, I thought, well, I really would like to share some of these things with people, because it just makes a lot of sense to share what we have that's going on in our own lives. Because I know that if something comes up for me and I write as a way to resolve it, or I write as a way to bring awareness to it or something, I know that I'm not the only one that's experiencing that. So what I started to do a few years ago, through our Powerful You Network, we have a weekly event list. And so I started writing some of these things, and we decided to call it the Weekly Wisdom. And so I would write some of these thoughts. Really, it's just a paragraph, kind of a short story or something, that would pretty much be expressing whatever I was having going on in my own life during that week or during that day or during a certain moment. And so I started sharing these things. And people would write back to me and say, wow, you were reading my mind, or that I can't believe that you wrote exactly what I needed to hear. So I thought, wow, this is really kind of cool, you know.
Fantastic.
I experienced that. Sure, it's really cool. I experienced that too. You know, I have a lot of day books and things that I read each day, and it's like I'll open up to just any various page, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be in order. And whatever that message is that comes up that day just happens to be what I needed to hear. And
yeah,
I'm sure you do that as well. And so in hearing that, you know, over a couple of years, I started hearing that, and I thought, you know, I've been wanting to write a book. I think I'm going to compile these things into a book. And then as I was doing that, you know, the lessons or wisdoms, as they are, you know, they were on so many different topics, you know, about conscious living, about making decisions, about going inside. It could be about meditation, how to deal with difficult people, or how to handle grief, or be any number of things. I thought, well, what's the common thread here, and what do we need? And I thought, well, it's really about setting intentions for ourselves, and then, you know, letting and following it through, really. So setting those intentions. So that's where the first part of that came up, the powerful intentions part. And then the second part, everyday gratitude. You know, gratitude has been such an important part of my life, really. And I thought that for me, gratitude and practicing it daily has been so transformational that I thought I wanted to share that with people. And that's where the book title came from, actually, Powerful Intentions, Everyday Gratitude, because it's meant to be a book that helps people to focus their intentions and to bring them through their day with gratitude.
Yeah. It's a powerful combination.
Yes, absolutely. You know, well, Louise, you know about setting intentions, of course, and, you know, there's a saying, I think it says, let's see, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's so true. We get to go somewhere. We're going somewhere always. It's really a matter of, are we doing it consciously? Are we paying attention?
Yeah.
And are we doing it with intention? So my thought was with this book, to help people to get on their way. And so in the front of the book, actually, we talk about how to set intentions, you know, how to get in that place of quiet, how to set those intentions, how to get and be on purpose in your life, really. And so that's what we talk about in the beginning. And then also we talk about the power of gratitude, the transformational power of gratitude is what I like to say, because it is so absolutely transforming. And so I help people to do that. And in the back of the book, there after the 100 days of lessons, there are pages for an intentions journal and a gratitude journal to help people to become more aware, to write things down. You know, writing is so it's cathartic, and it's also really meaningful because it makes that tie-in into our subconscious mind there. So it's really important to be able to do that and follow that through.
Yeah, definitely. So I would love to ask you if you would be willing to share with our listeners the lessons that you set with, setting powerful intentions. You mentioned that in the book, and I just think that, to have an insight into those lessons that you shared, you know, just in terms of what's most important in terms of setting powerful intentions would be very helpful.
Sure. Yeah, well, setting intentions is something that I think is pretty sacred, really. I know that some people think that goals are intentions, but they're not. I mean, they are in a sense, but they're not really. Intentions, to me, is more of a feeling place of things. And
right.
It can be very specific. And we do talk about being very specific about it. I know that, you know, your company and this radio show is called Keys to Clarity. And clarity is really where everything starts. You know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And if you're clear about where you want to be, then it's so much easier to get there. And when you know what you want, really truly know what you want, you have true clarity about what it is that you desire in your life or desire in a moment or desire in a relationship or whatever it might be, then when you know what that is, it's amazing how things, people, circumstances just show up for you that you might not have noticed before. It's really bringing a whole new level of awareness to the way that you are in your life and the way that you act in your life, the actions that you actually take, the things that you do. And then there's this whole new level of awareness that comes to you when you, you know, it's kind of like wanting a new car. You know, everybody knows that. If you are looking for a car and you say, okay, I want an SUV and I think I want it to be this size or, you know, whatever, and you start looking around, all of a sudden that's all you see is SUVs, and that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what it is about setting intentions and then bringing that awareness into your life. And the purpose of that is so that when something shows up that is actually there for you, that's exactly what you're desiring, you recognize it and then you take action to have that. But there are some very specific steps, I would say, in setting intentions. So, for example, the first thing that you want to do in setting intentions for your life is, you know, you want to get very clear about it. And when you state whatever your intention is or when you write whatever your intention is, you want to do it in the present tense. So, for instance, you don't want to say, well, yes, I'm going to live at the beach. You want to say, I'm living at the beach. Or you want to say, you don't want to say, I want that new Jaguar. What you want to say is, that new Jaguar, I feel myself riding in that new Jaguar, that convertible, that cute little thing, you know, whatever it is that excites you. And you want to be very, very specific about it. But really, so you want to write it in the present tense. You want to feel it as if it's already here, because you don't want to feel it as if it's in the future, because that's a whole different thing, you know. It's a whole different feeling place.
Well, you're telling the universe that you want it in the future, and that's what it's going to respond to.
Exactly.
It's
then you get
it. It'll never come.
Exactly. And when is the future, by the way? You know, it could be
anytime.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
there is only the present.
Yes, in the present. It must be in the present tense. And then the second thing is that you really have to feel it. The being in that feeling place of having that thing happen, or being in the feeling place of having it now is really great. Because, again, it's about that. What does it feel like if you're getting it in the future, or what does it feel like if you have it now?
Yeah.
And so you want to feel the feelings. You know, words, I love words. You know, I wrote a book. I happen to love words. And so words are important, but it's not just saying it, not just thinking it, but it's really about feeling it deep in your heart, deep in your soul. Some people feel things in their gut. You want to feel it like it's yours, and you want to feel good about it. You know, whatever you're creating that is your intention, obviously you're creating an intention that you desire. So it is something that you're going to feel good about. So you want to be in that space of feeling good. And I like to say, never underestimate the power of feeling good. Just that in and of itself is amazing. And we can talk about that more later, because feelings are so very, very important. So for setting intentions, you want them to be in the present tense. You want to really get into that feeling place of having it now and making it yours. And then the third thing really to know is that you have to create intentions only for yourself. You really can't create intentions for anyone else except yourself. For instance,
that was an interesting lesson actually for me reading the book, Sue. I was kind of curious to hear about your thoughts on this. So this is great.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of people say, you know, about their kids, for example, they would say, "Oh, I intend for my child to go to college." Well, you know, there's a possibility that's not that child's path. You know, maybe they don't desire to go to college. Maybe they'd like some other sort of trade. Maybe they have a creative, you know, thing that they want to go write a book, or they want to be a musician, or they feel like traveling, or they just want to do something else. So a parent creating intentions for their children is different than the children having their own intentions. So there's kind of this fine line there, because obviously as a parent you decide, you know, you want the best for your child, and you think you know what the best is for your child, and you see them on a certain path, and yet you want to know that your intentions for your child are not what matters. It's their intentions for themselves that matter, and it's up to you, parent, then, to really just support their intention and to, you know, feed them information, absolutely, educate them, absolutely, let them know how you're feeling about things, you know, give them pointers, all of that, but it's not your role to set intentions for their life. That's their role. So, and, you know...
Yeah, really kind of, there's really a piece around allowing, I think, in this as well, because we have to kind of let go of that wanting to be in control of everything around us, and so it really seems to tie in very well with what you're saying right now, Sue. So it's a beautiful lesson.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned control. Control is one of those things. I'm still a little bit of a control freak, although I'm really, really, really trying to get over that. It's something that's not easy to get over, and all those control freaks out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know, just control freak, you know, for me it's kind of like saying, well, I really feel like this is the way that I see it, this is the way that's the best way for things to happen, and I think that, you know, it will benefit everybody, so I think there's no harm in doing that. However, everybody else has their own thoughts too, you know, so, and they have their own wishes, they have their own intentions, and so that allowing piece is really, really important in all of our lives, and so it's just kind of interesting, you know, so you can set an intention for yourself. You can't really set intentions for other people. It doesn't work that way. You can't attract into somebody's life things for them. They have to attract them in for themselves. So, you know, if you're thinking like that, especially with kids or really with anybody, with a partner, with your friends, maybe with your business partner, what you want to do is get aligned with them and talk with them and say, okay, here's what I see for our future or your future or whatever it is, and then see what they see and then line up behind them. You know, align with them and what their desires are as well. Obviously, if you're co-creating, there's a whole different way to do that with a business partner or a life partner or something like that. You're co-creating something together, in which case then both of your intentions really matter, and it's great to both be on the same page so that, because what happens then, that's really powerful actually, because then when you have someone with you and you're co-creating together, that is not just the 1 + 1, you plus them, and equals two people. It's like that 1 + 1 = 11. There's exponential power behind that. And the attraction that comes when the two of you are aligned, two or more of you are aligned, I should say, is amazing, really. So
yeah.
That's something to think about. You know, if you you have a business, or even in your family life, you know, whatever it is for you, you know, if the two of you, or if your family sits down, you and all the people that work at your business sit down together, create intentions for the group of you or the two of you. It's amazing
yeah.
what will happen in that space.
Right. This is beautiful, Sue. And we have someone in the chat room that has asked a question. I think this is a perfect time to answer this. She says, this is Dominica Amor. She says, what about grandchildren? One of mine was staying here. I need much rest, but granddaughter doesn't want to clean after herself. I'm cutting back visits. What would you do?
Wow, that's interesting. You know,
mm-hmm.
Because here she is in Domenica's space, obviously, and, you know, making a kind of a mess there. I think that clarity, again, is really what we come back to, you know, being very clear and open with the other person that's there and expressing your desires, you know, that it's, you know, your house, you would love for it to be clean, you like when it's clean, you know, those kind of things. And then kind of sharing that with her because, you know, communication is huge. I think that
yeah.
most breakdown because of a lack of communication, really. I don't think, you know, some relationships might break down because of loss of love, but typically there's still the love there, and relationships break down because of those communication that doesn't
yeah.
happen. So that could happen with a granddaughter and grandmother. And so I think yeah. that being completely clear with her, letting her know what's up, and you having your own intention, okay, this is my house will be clean, it will look a certain way, and then
mm-hmm.
showing that by example, obviously, to your granddaughter and letting her know how
right.
important it is to you. And,
yeah.
you know, also I think expressing gratitude for her that she is there in your space with you because, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Domenica, you want her to be there with you. You know, you enjoy her. You know that you're connected. You know, you're
yeah.
You know, biologically connected, but you're also connected in that love relationship with her and that it's important to you. And also let her know that it's important to you to have the house clean. And so, you know, you're hoping that that can work into her schedule, work into her way of doing things.
Mm.
What do you think?
Well, it doesn't sound, in fact, like there's a respectful relationship here because Dominica says she whines when you give her clarity. And if you complain about her whining, she says, if you complain, I'll whine more.
Wow, she's a tough one. Tough cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It might be one of those situations where, you know, there's some point of awareness there for Domenica, actually, you know, because we know
yeah.
everything comes to our lives for some reason. So there's something here for Domenica to learn. I don't know what it is, but there's
yeah.
something here for Domenica. And, you know, they say that people are mirrors to us. So maybe her
yeah.
her granddaughter's strong will is also,
yeah.
you know, reflected there.
Yeah, and it might be a reflection of Domenica's strong will.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting one, Dominica. It might be worth just kind of ruminating over our comments there. You know, no judgment in that at all. But you know, just by you know, perhaps I'm wondering if just communicating in a loving way and letting her know also. You know, how much it means to you to have your environment a certain way. And then I think, you know, if she's not able to connect with that and with that feeling that you have around that, then, you know, I think your actions perhaps are the right ones, you know, in terms of creating boundaries. But, you know, have a look at, you know, whether there's steps you can take to be to communicate in a loving way and communicate the gratitude that you have for the amazingness of having your environment set up a certain way and see if she responds favorably to that.
Yep, I think that's a great idea, Louise. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we can try a certain road or a certain way of being, and it doesn't always work for us or work for the that communication. I think, you know, what you were saying earlier, Sue, about the way that we communicate sometimes can not serve us, and you know, that might be something worth trying and seeing if there's any benefit to that. But, you know, to really be clear about your intention, Domenica, and you know, why it's so important to you. I think if you can get really in touch with that and let her know what your needs are, maybe she'll see it in a different way, see you as a human being rather than as a authoritarian, an adult figure in her life that you know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough one. That's a that's a very tough one. It's so interesting because when we talk, Louise, about other people being involved with our intentions, you know, they do affect, or we think other people can affect our intentions. But here's the thing about that is that as we set our intention, so Domenica's intention is to have a clean house, there are other people that affect our lives, and there are other people that they can't necessarily detract from our own intention and the result that we intend to get, but because we always have that choice in the matter of how we're feeling about things.
Yeah.
So, for instance, you know, whatever we're doing, whatever we're facing, whatever circumstances or situations come up, you know, we don't always have control. It's that freak thing too, you know, you don't always have control over what is happening, but you can always your feelings about it, and you can always choose to look at it from a certain perspective, and I would suggest that you choose to look at it from a perspective that makes you feel good, whatever that, you know, and so maybe Domenica can look at it from the perspective of, well, you know, this is my granddaughter expressing her individuality, and this is her learning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, learning her way through life, something like that. But knowing that, you know, you choose how you feel in every situation. Nobody can make you feel a certain way. Nobody can make you angry. Nobody can make you upset. Nobody can make you, you know, anything. Nobody can actually make you happy either. Now, they can add to these feelings that you have, and yet they can't make you feel a certain way because that's your choice. They're your feelings. It's your choice how you're going to feel.
That's right.
Your choice.
That's
how
really important, Sue. So from Domenica's perspective, you know, it's not her grandchild that's making her feel a certain way. She is the one that's making the choice to feel that way.
Exactly. And that's sometimes hard to understand. You think, well, no, she did this to me, and she's making me feel that way. But really, then, you're giving your power to her. You're giving your power away to the other person, and it's, you know, for yourself, it's so important to hold on to your power, not in a, you know, like authoritarian way or anything like that, but in that way that says, you know, it is my choice, and this is my decision. It's okay. You know, just allowing yourself that choice and allowing yourself that freedom.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say as well, Sue, just in addition to this, is that, you know, maybe this is the opportunity for Domenica to see whether this is an opportunity for her to respond differently, you know, in the sense of letting go. You know, is it do you want to be right and you know, very particular about your environment, or do you want to be happy and be in a space where you're in a loving exchange with your granddaughter, letting her just be, and you know, just being in acceptance that this is who she is. And if she's a child, you know, to give her that freedom and just be in gratitude. And I think this is kind of relevant to what we'll be talking about in a minute. So just to be in gratitude for what is, you know, for what your granddaughter is actually bringing to you in that moment, rather than seeing the negative pieces.
Yes, exactly. We always get to choose what we look at, too. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
it's interesting because she actually says in the chat room that today her doctor says stress is causing a heart problem for her. So this is a beautiful opportunity for her to look at everything in her life and say, well, what am I choosing here? You know, what am I choosing? How am I choosing to be in all of these situations that I'm in? You know, how do I choose to be? Do I accept certain pieces, or, you know, am I going to hang on to, you know, the expectations that I might have?
Yes, absolutely. we always get that choice. And that's so very important because our health is definitely, absolutely affected by our feelings. You know, that's what stress is. Stress is us. It's that stress. It's that thing that that's uncomfortability in our feelings, and then it transforms into uncomfortability in our body, which manifests as physical disease or something like that. So it's so very important to recognize how you're feeling and always look for the better feeling place. Always, always look for that, wherever that could be. And it's, you know, again, you know, we don't think we have a choice, or we forget that we have a choice about how we feel. And it is, it's that level of awareness, or that level of, you know, that we're bringing consciousness, awareness to how we're feeling, to what we're doing, and to everything that's around us. And it's really so very important. And, you know, I just want to throw something in here for Domenica and everybody on the call. There's, you know, as far as our brains and helping ourselves easily to feel good and to actually physically help our bodies function better, there's a thing. I know I used to watch Ally McBeal back in the 80s, and I don't know if you
remember. Oh, yes, so did I. Wasn't that
long ago? It was. I looked it up, actually, because I said it was the 90s, and somebody said, oh, no, that was the 80s, Sue. So I used to watch that, and it's all these quirky lawyers. And I know there was this one quirky lawyer on the show. His name was John, and he was always doing some kind of therapy, and, you know, in and out of psychiatrist's office, all kinds of therapies. And there was one therapy that he was practicing that was called smile therapy. And there is actually a biological thing that if you smile, you know, you put a smile on your face physically, it sends signals to your brain, and that will actually release endorphins into your body, into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so with that, so many amazing things for your body. And I know it sounds kind of trite. Oh, just smile, you know, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier. But it's absolutely true. And so even in a very small way, if you can find little things to smile about throughout the day, what it does is send endorphins to your body, which sends more oxygen, which sends more blood flow, which just really helps all of your cells to be healthier and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, if you think about where we think our love space is, that's really in our heart space.
Yeah.
And so talking about some sort of heart issue, then, you know, if we bring more happiness there, you bring more blood flow and more oxygen there, then really that's a great space to be in, and you can really assist yourself along the way simply by smiling and smiling at other people and just sharing all of that. It's really a terrific thing.
I love that you brought that up, because I was going to comment on that. You know, I read in your book about how you mentioned, you know, smiling, and I think it's such a simple idea, but it's very powerful, very powerful. And you know, just with what you were talking about right now as well, you know, that it's not just about, you know, creating the powerful intentions to bring certain things into your life. It's also about, you know, in doing that and in everyday gratitude, also being able to, you know, as you were saying about the smile, to bring that sense of joy and happiness into your life, which really actually does have a huge impact on our health. And, you know, if for the people listening on the call, if you haven't read, you know, Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief, and I believe he's got another one out now as well, you know, that we really do have the power to change the health of ourselves, and, you know, to change our health, you know, the dis-ease in our body. So in creating powerful intentions and doing the gratitude on a daily basis, I think is a very powerful contributor to the way that we actually support ourselves from a health standpoint as well. So I just wanted to throw that in there, Sue.
Yes, it's so vitally important. And again, you know, we think that it's all genetics. We think that, you know, if somebody else gets a cold, we're going to get a cold and all that. But it's really, we carry so much responsibility for that within ourselves. And so it's really important to be aware of that and just to know that you can affect it. And that's really the power that we have, is knowing that we can affect it. It really puts you kind of in the driver's seat. It kind of puts you in that place where you feel like, okay, then I am going to pay attention to myself, and I'm going to pay attention to my thoughts, and I'm going to pay attention to my feelings. And then I'm going to make it so that my life can be my life the way I would like to have
yeah.
it, kind of on my terms, as I allow everything to happen around me and not try to control everything.
Yeah.
So it's really very powerful. And, you know, that's another
yeah.
thing as far as setting intentions, too, Louise, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, whenever you set intentions, one of the other things that you want to do is make sure that you're doing it without the influence of other people. You really want to stay in this place that I would say is true to you. So when you're
mm-hmm.
setting your intentions, you want to look at your own life through your own eyes and honor yourself when you're setting your intentions. So, for instance, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I should do this because, you know, this
mm-hmm.
is the path that my parents expect me to take. And even as adults, we do this. We could be in our 30s or 40s, and I know sometimes I still have my parents' voice in my head or my grandparents' voice. And I
yeah.
think, well, who am I really doing this for? Whose life am I living here? And, you know, it's really kind of important to think about that. So stay in that place of self-referral where you're always saying, okay, am I setting this intention for me? Am I living my life for me? And not in a way that you're ignoring other people and not in a way that you're, you know, keeping them out of your life and that what they think or feel doesn't matter to you, because it does, but just honor
yeah.
yourself in this process and always be aware of that thing. How am I feeling about this? And is this, am I on the right path? And,
yeah.
you know, for me, Louise, I know years ago, back in 1994, I had been in business with my father. We owned a company back then, my father and I. We had some investors and other family members were involved as well. And then we had had that business for 5 years, and then my father died. He passed in 1994. And for
yeah.
me, it was a really pivotal year for me because our company, as it was, basically the people that were involved with our company said, you know what, Sue, you know, you're a nice girl and everything, but you're just a young woman, and, you know, we're not going to stay with the company. So the investors kind of pulled out. And so financially and everything, we had to file bankruptcy for the company, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a choice to make. And my choice was, okay, do I want to go and get a job, which I could have gone and gotten a job, which a lot of people were encouraging me to. My family was encouraging me to. My friends were encouraging me to. They said, Sue, you know, gosh, you have all this experience. You can go get a job. You can have a salary so you don't have to worry like you had been about getting paid. You can get insurance, you know, all that stuff. And,
uh-huh.
you know, but for me, that just was not what I wanted to do. I just couldn't see myself
yeah.
going and getting a job and working for someone else, even though that might have been a lot easier. It just wasn't for me. And so it took a lot for me to decide that. But then, you know, I stayed an entrepreneur at that point. I found another business partner who I'm still business partners with to this day. And, you know, it's been working beautifully with us. And, you know, if I had gone and gotten a job, I'm guessing that probably after a couple of years, I would have just not been happy with it. And I probably, hopefully after only a couple of years, I would have gotten out and started following my own path anyway. But just, you know, for me at that time, nobody else understood it. They were just
yeah.
just didn't understand, and yet I knew that that was the right path for me. So it's about being
yeah.
in touch with yourself and really knowing what you desire and staying true to yourself. And I'll tell you what, no matter how hard that gets sometimes, it feels good to do that.
Yeah. I think also intuitively, you know, if we can listen to our bodies intuitively around the decisions that we're making, it really is the best a sign for whatever it is that we're doing. And it sounds like you really listened to that part of yourself, Sue, that was really telling you your truth.
Yes, I did. And it's interesting because that was before I was what I would call conscious, or before what I would
yes.
call
uh-huh.
really understanding how this works. And I was doing it anyway. And I guess I did
yeah.
it because it felt right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Really great. So, Sue, I want us to talk a little bit about how you see, and just to talk to our audience a little bit about how you see powerful intentions and gratitude linked. You know, what brought those two together for you? And just before we do that, I just want to invite people out there who might want to start contributing to this conversation, or we'd like to ask a question, to call in on this number. It's 347-945-6963. And just let me know if you want to ask a question, if you're calling in, by just pressing 1. I'll see a little hand raised on my switchboard, and so I'll know that you'll have a question to ask. And we actually have someone on the switchboard already, so are you ready to take a question?
Sure, that sounds great.
And then we can jump into that question I was asking around how you see the two linked. So let's see what we have here. Just bear with me a sec.
Sure.
Hi, area code 919. Welcome. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Okay, so they're probably just listening in the background, and maybe they pressed 1 by mistake. So I'm just going to put them back onto mute. So if anyone out there would like to call in and ask a question, feel free, or you can do that in the chat room as well for our listeners in the chat room. You're welcome to do that. In the meanwhile, we'll just continue this beautiful conversation. It's such an important one, I think. So let's talk about that. You know, what brought those two pieces together for you?
Well, you know, as I said, you know, intentions, that's where it all begins, you know, with the clarity and the focus on what it is that you desire. So the thing that I know about intentions is that they really matter, and they matter because they manifest. So whatever we intend for our lives, whatever we intend and believe, you know, we have a belief about it, will occur in our lives. And I guess the way that gratitude is connected to intentions is that gratitude also, besides being very clear about something and being conscious of it, being aware of what's going on around you, besides that, gratitude is something else that makes your intentions manifest faster. And it does that because gratitude always puts you in a high vibration, and it puts you in a feeling place that feels good. And whenever you're in that space where your vibration is raised, whenever you're in that space of feeling good, then more good things come to you. We know about the law of attraction, of course, and that anytime that you're in that, you know, however you're feeling, that's what you're going to get back, and that's what you're going to manifest in your life in some way or other at some time or other. It doesn't always happen immediately because, you know, our feelings, obviously for a long time we could be feeling a certain way, and then if we just change our mind today, then we might not get today exactly what we've changed our mind to because we have all this kind of escrow built up behind us around these other intentions or these other feelings. But so what we know is that it's so important to set your intentions, stay in that place of feeling good because it really comes to you quicker. You know, I think about, for many, many years, you know, I was, I used to just think I had to work really, really, really hard. I thought I had to put in lots and lots and lots of hours, and I thought I had to work hard, and I thought it was going to be tough because everybody told me it was going to be tough. And I was involved in, I owned a manufacturing company, you know, from 1994 after my father passed to 2002. We had this manufacturing company that we owned, and I really had in my head that you had to work hard because that's how I was brought up. You know, both of my parents believed that you had to work hard to get all you get. And, you know, my father worked hard. He worked lots and lots of hours. He had fun while he worked, too, though. I'll tell you that. He knew how to enjoy the process of everything that he did. And yet he did work hard, hard, long hours. And my mom did the same thing. You know, she was always, you know, I still remember, you know, even when I was in college, I'd come home for the holidays, and she was tired because she wanted the house a certain way and, you know, 22 kinds of cookies baked and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
which was fun. But, it was, you know, she worked hard and she would be tired all the time. And I think that I had that in me, that I just thought that's the way it was supposed to be. And what I learned over time, really over these past, I would say, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years, I learned that it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, in the past, perhaps, I did have intentions to grow this big business and do wonderful things, and yet I thought the way to do that was to work really, really hard. Now I have an intention to grow our network, our Powerful You Women's network, and, you know, to do a lot more speaking engagements and all of that. And yet I work probably less hard, I would say, than I did before. I still work a lot of hours on occasion. However, I have found lots of more enjoyable ways to get things done and to make things happen. And I feel like I I set my intentions, and I'm more in the space of attracting things to me instead of having to go out and get them. And it really is amazing. There's a little shift. It's kind of subtle in some cases, and yet I will tell you, it's profound in its in how it's delivered, and it's amazing that way. So, you know,
so what switched it for you? What switched for you, Sue? You know, where did this realization, the shift come in?
Well, you know, let's see. After 2002, when we no longer had our manufacturing company, we were kind of, Kathy and I had decided, well, we're staying in business together. Let's look around for some other businesses. And it was actually our intention, because our manufacturing company ended very abruptly, actually, which is a story which I guess I have some time for. I'll just tell you briefly about that.
Yeah.
We had this manufacturing company, and from 1994 to 2002, we grew the company into a $5 million business. And we had we were actually making neon signs, beer displays, or beer signs, acrylic display units for watches and jewelry, and just all kinds of products. And so we had 50 employees. We were doing all this business. And yet, you know, it wasn't feeling very fulfilling to us. We were working hard. It was our intention to have a huge company and to do this and maybe sell the company someday. And we were working really, really hard to that end. And it was working, but it felt really hard to do it. And then right at the end of 2002, we had a couple of things that happened with our company, some catastrophic losses where some of the signs that we had built were catching fire in the field. Now, it was no huge losses. You know, there was like, you know, there were little fires. They were very contained. No one was hurt. No buildings burned down or really got damaged or in any way. It was very, very small stuff. And yet, what happened was, you know, there was an explanation for it, and we didn't know that until later, but there was no blame to be found. No, you know, it wasn't our fault. It was no one else's fault. It was something, you know, everything was UL approved. And yet all this stuff happened within a period of 4 weeks. Four signs caught fire from over two different years of batches of work and stuff. But the interesting thing was, right before this, Kathy and I had already decided we didn't want to be in that company any longer because we were on this journey of, you know, we were in our early 40s, just turning 40 in 2000, and we're like, you know what? This can't be all there is, just making beer signs and just making money. It
didn't
make sense to us. It didn't feel good, and we thought we really want to contribute in some way to the world. And, you know, at that point, actually, I thought I was going to write a book named Powerful You. It's kind of interesting. We started on this personal development journey with Anthony Robbins and Brian Tracy and some other teachers like that. And it started shifting for us, and we learned about setting intentions and about, you know, working together and working in a more cohesive way, I will say, with everything that was going on around us and with all the people that were around us. And so we kind of, even in our business, even though we were still working hard, it started to shift for us then. But then this thing happened, and it was kind of like, okay, we were wishing that we could get out of the business because we wanted to do something else, and then this happened, and it was like, okay, 2 months later, we were out of business because most of our business was with this one client. 90% of our business was with one client. And so we were completely out of business with no prospects because we didn't...
Wow. The universe does not have a conscience.
No. And, you know, it's what we were asking for. So be careful what you ask for.
Exactly.
And be very clear. Be very, very clear about what it is you want. We knew we wanted out, but we never said, well, this is how we want it to happen and this is what we want to do next year. Get to that point yet, but suddenly we were out of business. So we had an opportunity to step back and say, okay, well, what is it that we would change about what we had before? We were just staying in business together, but what would we change? And one of the things was that we knew that we didn't want to work those crazy hours. We didn't want to struggle for money. We didn't want to, you know, work with people that we didn't enjoy working with either, because there were a lot of people, you know, in that business. It was kind of a crazy business, this advertising business that because we sold signs, so it was advertising in a sense. It was a crazy business. People made demands of us that we really weren't happy about. And so we thought, okay, well, let's also choose the people that we want to work with and that we get to work with. And so it was really kind of eye-opening because we started at that point in setting different intentions. So it was our intention at that point, because we got to step back, we said, well, what would be ideal for us? And then we started, you know, exploring different things. We thought an internet business would be great because, you know, then, of course, your time is your own. You can do it from anywhere, those kind of things. So we explored that. We started an internet wellness company where we sold vitamins and back braces and just a whole bunch of things like that. And that was kind of fun, but it really, you know, it wasn't big enough. We didn't grow it well enough. And then we started exploring other things. And then one day, one of my friends said, you know, Sue, you really need to go to this networking meeting. It's a networking tea for women. So we went, and it was that moment we walked into this room of women, and they were there together, and it was like, wow, these are entrepreneurs. They're here together. They're here to help each other. And there, it's like this space that I wish I knew about when we had this manufacturing company, because we didn't know anything about networking. We didn't know that there were other people out there just like us who might have been struggling, who needed assistance, who needed to bounce things off other people who were also in business and doing other things. And it was like, wow, this is so cool. And, wow, I think we want to do this. Like, this makes perfect sense, because it's a way that we can have our own business. It's a way that we can assist other women. It's a way that we can do all these things. We can have all these parameters that we had set for ourselves. Our time was our own. We could do what we wanted to. We could do something that contributed to the world, that helped other people. And that's kind of how we opened up to that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. It sounds like it really connected with the core of you know, what really got you excited and brought joy to you as well, Sue. It wasn't just another business venture. It was an opportunity to really connect with something that meant something to you.
Yes, it really did, because I know that when we had that manufacturing company, we felt in a vacuum often. You know, first of all, we were women in a business that wasn't necessarily a lot of women in this manufacturing business and in that world. And we totally felt like we wanted to be a part of something so much bigger than us. And that's what networking provides. You know, it really opens up to so many people, so many different opportunities in networking. You learn so much, as well as, you know, bringing things to yourself, you know, learning things from other people. You share yourself, really. And so it was an amazing thing to be able to be a part of it.
Beautiful. And I'm so glad that you also got the opportunity here to tell the story of how you got involved with your networking group, and Sue, and it just fits in beautifully with this topic, you know, around your book. I want to just give the opportunity for our listeners to hear a little bit more about the piece around gratitude, Sue, and to share a little bit about the various the 100 transformational days in the book as well, and how they can use that as a way to really help them move forward in their intentions. Because I think that's a very powerful piece of the book, and I'm really excited. We'll talk about this in a few minutes, but just to talk to our listeners about this beautiful gift that you're going to be giving them as well. So let's just dive into a little bit more on the topic of gratitude. So I think that would be great.
Okay, terrific.
And the day, the 100 transformational days.
Okay. Well, you know, gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that's available to us. And, you know, one thing that's important to know is whenever you're feeling any way, whichever way it is, if you're feeling in anger, if you're feeling in love, if you're feeling grateful, you can only feel one thing at a time, truly. Our heart can hold one feeling at a time. So gratitude is a way of focusing yourself into what is good and wonderful, and what you, you know, what is good and wonderful that's around you. And before I start talking about what's good about gratitude or what's wonderful about gratitude, the first thing that we have to do in our lives generally to bring gratitude into our life is first to look around us. You know, look around you and take nothing for granted. Look around and accept everything that surrounds you right now. Because a lot of people walk around in their lives saying, well, you know what, it shouldn't be this way. You know, my life is just not supposed to be this way. I'm, you know, 50 years old, or I'm 70 years old, or I'm 20 years old, and this is not the way my life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be this way, this other way. But here's the thing. However your life is at this moment in time is exactly how it is supposed to be. And we know this because if it was supposed to be another way, it would be another way. And that's, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing to accept, is just accepting what is, accepting, you know, who is around you, accepting the space that you're in, accepting, you know, whatever financial position that you're in, accepting the weather, for goodness sake. Some people say, oh, it's not supposed to rain. You know, I have an interview, you know, or whatever. And it's like, this is just the way it's supposed to be. And that's the evidence that we have, is that this is the way that it is. So look around, accept what is there, acknowledge what is there for you, and know that it's there in some way, even if you don't know how, it's there in some way for your highest and best good. And, you know, we can look back at our lives and say, well, you know, there were times, actually, you're right, that I didn't think I was going to get through a situation, or maybe I didn't understand why I had to deal with that at that time. And yet now you can look back at it and say, well, you know, if I hadn't gone through that, then I wouldn't be where I am today. And or I wouldn't know these people, or I wouldn't know the things I know. And so acknowledging that everything is here to serve you in some way, in some capacity, is really the best place to start to be in gratitude. And you can say to yourself, well, I acknowledge what's around me, and I'm grateful for what's in my life right now because I know that it's here to serve me. And just even saying that statement, I am grateful for this person who makes my life miserable sometimes, or it feels that they're, you know, I don't feel good about them, but I know they're here to serve me in some way. You can say something like that. So start with what is, accept it, and then say, you know, bless it, really, because it is here to serve you, and then decide to be grateful for it, because it's here for you. It's not here against you. It's here for you in your life. So that's really the beginning part of gratitude, is just acknowledging what is, blessing everything, and then saying thank you. Just those words, thank you, that we learned, you know, those are such important words that we learned as little kids. You know, it's one of the first words, you know, your parents teach you, that you ask for something, you know, you get it, and you say thank you. And that's how important a word it is, because we learn it as one of those things as children even. So the other thing I would say about gratitude, though, you know, we can say thank you, and we can say, oh, I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful that I can see. I'm grateful that I can hear. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I have food to eat. Any of those basics just get you into that place. And though, as we're saying them, just like with intentions, when we set your intention, you want to get into that feeling place. Same thing with gratitude. As you say, I am grateful, you want to feel grateful. You want to feel full inside. You want to feel light inside. That's the feeling of gratitude. And so you want to feel in that feeling space. And, you know, some people, it's very interesting because, you know, we share gratitude at Powerful You meetings. It's the last thing we do at every Powerful You Women's Network meeting that we have. We share gratitude within the group. And I will tell you, there are some people that come to the meetings and they've never done that before. They've never actually out loud shared gratitude with anybody. And they're very moved by the process of doing that, because it's very special to hear what other people are grateful for. And it serves as a great reminder of what's out there, the many wonderful blessings that we have in life every single day. It's a wonderful reminder of that. A lot of people take things for granted. You know, maybe I forgot that I have heat, that I can just turn a switch and I get heat in my house. And I don't even think about that, so I take it for granted. And I'll hear somebody at a meeting say, boy, I was really glad to be able to turn on my heat this morning because it was chilly. And it just brings that awareness to our lives. That's what gratitude does. You decide.
It also, it's interesting that you're saying that, Sue, because, you know, when you were talking about how, you know, some of the women in the group haven't done that before, and it's a very special moment. And I think that's important because we, you know, I think we as human beings just tend to be very hard on ourselves and on each other. You know, we're in that place of judgment. And so there's a real shift, you know, when you create that space to be in that space of gratitude, you know, that you start to create thanks for yourself and for what's going on in your life, as well as, you know, for the people in your life. And I think that must be very refreshing, you know, as you were saying, for those women, to be able to be in that space and start to think a little differently.
Yes, it really is so amazing. And the meetings, you could just feel the energy raise at the end of the meetings, and everybody is sharing gratitude and saying what's good in their lives and what they're happy about and what they're grateful for. And it really is quite a shift. And I actually had some women at our meetings say, one woman, I guess she had been a member for about a year, and I went back to visit the chapter, and she said, you know, Sue, we started to share gratitude in my house at dinner time with my two daughters, you know. And so every meal before we sit down and we start to eat, we share gratitude and we say what we were grateful for in the day today. And she had two young daughters. I think they were like 12 and 8 or 12 and 9 or something like that. And she said there was one day they sat down and she started eating and they said, "Mom, you know, we didn't do the gratitude today." And she was so happy that she had brought that into their lives. It just brought a whole other level of...
Wow.
Yeah, really kind of neat. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat. With Thanksgiving coming up, that's something I would recommend to everybody that's out there, you know, as you sit down at the table with the people that you're with, just share gratitude. Just ask everybody to go around the table and tell everybody what they're grateful for. And it's really amazing what people will share and what you learn about the other people that you're with that you share gratitude with.
Yeah, it's really interesting as well, Sue, because, you know, we often have Thanksgiving with friends because we don't really have a lot of family here. I've got family in Denver and Canada, but, you know, we don't have a lot of family in the area. So we often, you know, end up having Thanksgiving with friends, and a lot of them are not American. They're a real mixture of international places, and so they're not familiar with it. And to really try and include this exercise of really just taking a moment to give thanks, it creates a lot of discomfort. It's really interesting, you know, to see that. But you know, when people are willing to kind of just take that moment, I think it is very it's very powerful.
It is, it is, and it's interesting because, you know, when people are not used to sharing gratitude, it might be hard for them to think of something that they're grateful for because they're not in that space of just feeling grateful, even though they are grateful maybe, you know, and they think about things, but they're just not used to expressing it. So it's kind of interesting. So if you get somebody that really opens up, it kind of opens up for everybody else as well. And it can be
it
a
does.
Lot of fun, too. People, you know, silly things.
I think a lot of people feel... exposed, you know, feel a little bit vulnerable when they start to get into that space. But I think once it does, it just also creates a really beautiful, deeper conversation and of connection, I think, as well. So it's a real opportunity. I have a lot of fun with it because, you know, I like to like to get people to think outside the box, you know, and even if it's just about taking a moment to be grateful for what we have, you know, if that's what it takes to be out of the box, you know, then that's pretty cool. So Sue, the transformational days that you've put into the book, tell us about those a little bit.
Well, there are 100 transformational days, so it's basically 100 daily readings that people could do, and for each reading. What it is, it might take 5 minutes, you know, to read through the page for the day. It's literally just one page in the book. And so what's on each page is there's a quote at the top by some famous person that you probably will recognize that relates to whatever that wisdom is, that lesson is for the day. And then there's about one paragraph there, several sentences, with some sort of thought for the day. The thoughts could be anything. Like I'm just kind of flipping through the book right now. There's a thought about miracles are not sized. There's a thought about choosing to be happy. Thoughts about you're infinite, or ask and it is given, or you're ready to receive it, those kind of things. And so it talks about that. And some of them are funny, some of them are fun, some are very deep. It just kind of depends on what the thought is for the day. And then in addition to that, on each page, there is a statement of gratitude. So this is where we're bringing gratitude into our lives each day. And I recommend in the beginning of the book, I kind of give some instructions on how to use the book. But basically, I would recommend that you take whatever this gratitude is and say it over and over at different times during the day to bring this gratitude into your life and to feel this. And then finally, on each page, at the bottom of the page, there is a statement of intention. So this is where you can set an intention for the day. Like I'm looking at one right now, the gratitude for the day says, I am grateful that I have choices in my life. And the intention is, I consciously choose my words and actions to fulfill my purpose. So those are thoughts you take with you throughout the day and then bring that into your life. And I also recommend people take whatever that wisdom, that lesson was for the day and write some sort of intention for themselves each day and write some sort of gratitude for for themselves each day, because then these things become a practice for us, and then it kind of trains our mind and it trains us to get in this habit of being more aware of what intentions we're setting, because we want to consciously set our intentions, because we kind of often unconsciously set intentions during our days and as our days go by, just by the thoughts and feelings that we have that we're not really paying attention to, we're not aware of. But this helps us to consciously set our intentions, and it helps us to consciously focus on gratitude so that we're raising our vibration and that we're drawing to us all those things that we really truly want in our life, not the things that we don't want.
Beautiful. Sounds very powerful, Sue. It just occurred to me that what I'm going to do, because I've read, all the instructions and the guidelines and all of those beautiful insights you've had around gratitude and the intentions at the beginning, and I went through some of the wonderful days that you set up for us. And I think what I'm going to do, and I challenge my listeners to do the same, is to do the 100 days with me. And I'm going to start tomorrow with the first day. And I encourage everyone to just comment on this. There's an opportunity to comment on the recording of the show if you go to my show profile. So if you just go to this particular recording, you'll see at the bottom of the description that there's an opportunity to comment and just to let us know, you know, how you're doing with your intentions. Because I really believe that if you can do this for 100 days, that it could be truly amazing in terms of the results that you could create in your life. What do you think about that, Sue?
I think absolutely. And that's actually why I created 100 days. I know that they say, you know, a habit can be created in 30 days, and that's, you know, a habit with some repetition. My thought was in creating the 100 days is that that 100 days gives you more than 3 months to actually consciously create and consciously bring into your awareness things of a higher vibration. And in a very simple way, like I said, it takes about 5 minutes a day. And in 5 minutes a day, and then in maybe repeating these gratitudes, repeating these intentions, mm-hmm. and really consciously setting your intentions, consciously focusing on that which you desire and allowing everything else around you, then it is amazing the transformation that takes place. You'll see it in the first couple of days, really. It's kind of amazing. As you start reading the simple wisdoms, they're very, very simple stuff. I mean, really, I will tell you that these wisdoms are written, I said that before actually, they're written from my life experience, and what I was going through, and then how I kind of got to the other side maybe of things that were difficult, or kind of just showed me a different way of looking at something, a little bit different perspective, or maybe a tiny shift takes place each day. And of course, we know that those little shifts each day build and build and build on each other. So yes, I believe it can be very transformational, and I think that you'll start noticing things right away and following through with the 100 days.
Yeah, wonderful. And I want to share with you and with our listeners the intentions that people are creating in the chat room. They're getting on the bandwagon here with us. And so Dominica has shared to create community, self-sustaining, loving, highly evolved. And that's beautiful, Dominica. And my intention, well, just in this moment, is I am abundant. And Ricky is saying, I am healthy. I am healthy. So isn't that cool, Sue? It's just amazing, isn't it, just to focus our attention on what it is that we want to bring into our lives. That it's just very powerful. So I mentioned before that, you know, we had these wonderful gifts, and perhaps you'd like to say a little bit more about that, Sue, and share with our listeners what you're going to be sharing with them.
Yes, that would be great. You know, I am really grateful and happy to share with our listeners that we are going to be giving away three of my books, three of the Powerful Intentions Everyday Gratitude books. And to any of our listeners, and I don't know how you're going to do that, but we're giving away three of them to any of the listeners here. And I also have other offers for anybody else that doesn't get one of these books, and I do have a discount that I would like to offer to everybody that's on the call this evening. If you're interested in purchasing the book, you can go to Amazon and buy it. It's on there, but it's actually full price. If you want to get it on my website, you can get it there. The full price on Amazon is $15.95, and on my website, we actually have it up for that same price, but I'll offer a discount code to you that you can actually save 20% off of that. And so the discount code, if you'd like to use it, is PIE, like pie, PIE-20. So you'll save 20% off the regular price of $15.95. And that's at my website, which is powerfulintentionseveryday.com. powerfulintentionseveryday.com. And the other neat thing that happens if you buy the book from my website is that we also send, along with that, a gratitude rock to you that comes in a gift pouch. And it also
I love my gratitude rock.
I love them. They're fun. We give those away. Every time I do a talk somewhere, I give those away, and people absolutely love having them.
I love it. It's such a great idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a touchstone, really, to serve as a reminder to think of something that you're grateful for. So we recommend that you put it somewhere that you see it, or hold it in your pocket, or you know, by your kitchen sink, or by your computer, or something like that, where you see it every day, and when you look at it, be reminded to think of something that you're grateful for. And that will serve to raise your vibration and help you to feel good and help you to be healthier, actually. So
yeah.
If you go to my website and buy the book, you do get one of these gratitude rocks along with the book. So that's kind of a little added bonus there for you as well.
Beautiful. Well, I am just so excited. We've got a lot of activity in the chat room around these intentions, so it's really cool. And so I want to share with our listeners that this is how we're going to do it with the three books that Sue is going to give away. I've decided that it's not so fair, really, if someone can't make it to the show. So I'm not going to do the first three people who email me. I'm going to do a draw of three people who would like to get the book and take the opportunity to get it, the free gift from Sue. So I'm going to do a draw in the next 24 hours. So send me an email at louise@keys2clarity. That's louise@keys2clarity, all in words. And I will do a draw in the next 24 hours, and I will draw three names of the people who will get the book. And I just want to share as well that I had a wonderful gift or offering from a friend of mine today. You might know her, Sue. I'm not sure, but she certainly knows of what you do. And her name is Lisa Kochanek. She owns Transcendence Spa in Highlands, New Jersey. And she has these beautiful sprays that she calls, what does she call them? She calls them intention sprays. And I just thought it was just perfect with what we were talking about. Intentional remedies, she calls them. And they gently shift your energy field to support you in creating your desired intention. So she actually said to me, you know, that she would also be, you know, really excited to offer this. And I think, you know, I was just thinking earlier, Sue, that, you know, by getting a book, the book and one of these beautiful remedy sprays would be such a beautiful gift to give someone for Christmas or, you know, for, you know, any of your holidays that you're celebrating. And so she's actually said that she would give a special to the listeners as well, and she has the clear the air clearing mist and abundance manifestation mist, and then there's the third one, which is the love potion number 7, and it's an attraction mist. And all of these remedies are handmade with love and contains water charged with the power of the moon and sun, vibrational flower essences, crystals, intention, healing sound, and essential oils, and much more. And I know how much love and intention she puts into these products. So they would just be a beautiful gift. And I actually use the Clear the Air spray when I, before and after I have clients, just so that I can shift the energy and create the intention. So if you want to access that as well, you can go to intentionalremedies.com, and you can use the promotional code KeysToClarity, and you get 10% off. And then if you purchase three or more, you get the 10% off and free shipping, and then you would use the KeysToClarity and then the number 2 for that option. So I just think, you know, the combination, Sue, of getting these books and getting them as gifts for people, especially if you see the value of really creating, helping the people around you to get clear on what the power is behind creating these intentions and getting into a space of gratitude, is just the most beautiful gift. So I really encourage you, you know, if you don't happen to be one of those three people that gets one of these books, to take advantage of the beautiful offer that Sue is making by going to the website and getting, is it 20%, did you say, Sue, off the book?
Yes, 20% off.
Yeah. So, and I'm really excited. I'm excited about the challenge that I've set everyone, you know, with doing the 100 days, transformational days with me. So I think that's going to be really wonderful. So I want you to have the opportunity as well just to share about your networking group, a little bit more about your networking group, because I really feel like that is very supportive to our listeners, particularly because a lot of them are solopreneurs or, you know, people who are really in service to others. And I think that your network is a very powerful platform to really support them in their business. So if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit more about that, I would be so grateful.
Oh, I would love to. I love talking about Powerful You. Thank you. You know, Powerful You Women's Network is a network group for women, and we are a national network at this point. We have 12 states that we have chapters in, and we have 34 chapters, actually, in those 12 states. And we just started Powerful You Network about 5 years ago. It will be our five-year anniversary in January, and we started with just a couple of chapters here in New Jersey, where I am, where Kathy and I started this business. And it kind of grew out of just really a need where we had a couple of our members that were moving to Florida, and they said, you know, can we start a chapter down here because we need one in Tampa, we need one in Jacksonville. I said, sure, that would be great. And so they decided to start the chapters, and we said, well, you know what, this network really could be a more global sort of network. And we decided to expand our vision. At that point, we thought we would have a few chapters in New Jersey, then they moved to Florida. But then we started to expand our vision, and we started kind of letting people know that we were willing to have these networks everywhere. And what Powerful You Women's Network is, you know, everyone's familiar with networking groups in the sense of business networking, but the real difference with Powerful You Women's Network is that we are here for business, personal, and spiritual growth. And the reason that we did that is because we know we're holistic beings, and we know that no matter where we are, whether we're in a business meeting or wherever we are, that, you know, our whole self is with us. We can't separate that. So we, as Powerful You, invite the whole woman to the meetings. And what that means is nothing is off limits in terms of conversation. And so any topic could come up. Anybody is welcome to the meetings. And by saying that we're also a network for business, personal, and spiritual growth, that means that the people that you meet at the meetings may not all be just entrepreneurs. They may not be people that work for a company that are there to represent the company. They also might be women in transition. You know, these are women who, excuse me, I've been talking a lot, I guess. These are women who in some way are in transition. Maybe the kids have gone back to school. They're trying to figure out, okay, well, do I want a job? Do I want a career? Do I want to start a business? What is it that I want to do now for me? Maybe these women are divorced. Maybe they've recently moved to the neighborhood, and they're really just wanting to see what's out there for them. We even have women who have retired who come to the meetings, who just simply are wanting that connection with other women. And what happens at the meetings, though, is that just even having said all that, all those women are welcome, most of our members, about 80% of them, are entrepreneurs. So these are entrepreneurial women. They're mostly working for themselves, by themselves. Maybe they have a partner. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're involved in a network marketing company or something like that where it's a little bit bigger group that they have. But really, they're working pretty much by themselves. So being able to connect with other women on a whole different level is very meaningful to them. Now, at our meetings also have a different sort of feeling to them. As you can imagine, a lot of the values that we talked about tonight in terms of intentions and gratitude and conscious living and being aware, these are the values that women of Powerful You bring to the meetings with them. So it's really a whole different feeling. The women that we attract are really on some sort of spiritual path, I would say, of their own. And they're all coming together with very high energy to share with each other and to continue their growth and their learning. And it really is a very special place to be. And so what we do at our meetings that's also different than at other network meetings is that we actually create areas for discussion. When Kathy and I first started networking, you know, we had gone to other meetings and we thought, well, you know, networking really is important. And though we thought there were a couple things missing. And one of the things that we thought was missing was the heart. You know, it kind of felt like it was very perfunctory. Sometimes we'd go to these network meetings. There was a lot of pretense. There were a lot of people who, you know, they just wanted to sell to you, basically. They wanted to shove their business cards at you or grab business cards and add you to their list and that kind of stuff. And we thought, well, that's not what we really want. We want people to get together and really create those relationships. So instead of just getting people in a room together and kind of leaving them on their own to talk to each other and create those relationships, we thought, well, let's create the meeting so that we all get to talk to each other. So we actually have parts of our meeting where we have, for instance, the monthly discussion topic, where, you know, we'll bring up a topic to the group and the facilitators of the chapter will ask questions of the group and get them talking to each other about a lot of different topics. So, for instance, we might talk about, well, how do you know that you're living your purpose? And how do you stay on purpose in your life or your business or whatever that is? Or how do you keep the passion alive in your relationships, whether it's your business relationship or a love relationship? How do you keep your kids, you know, involved in your relationship? How do you have those kind of good relationships? We've also talked about, like at the holidays, we'll talk about holiday traditions. What do you do? What does your family do? And what do you do with your business at the holidays? You know, if you're working by yourself, who does the work while you're kind of having fun and doing holiday stuff? What's going on with that? So we talk about those things. We've talked about listening skills or writing or reading books. You know, what books do you like? Who are your favorite mentors? We talk about all different kinds of topics. And, of course, we talk about business, and that comes up a lot. You know, what do you do that's working? What's not working? What do you do for advertising? Do you pay attention to advertising? What kind do you pay attention to? You know, those kind of things. So we've talked about a lot of different topics. But really in that discussion, it's not just to talk about those topics. It's really to get to know each other at a whole deeper level. So we get to know how people feel about things, how they think about things, how they might be in a situation, what advice they have for the other people in the room. So that's part of what happens. And so maybe you're in a room with 20 or 30 other women, maybe it's 10 women, but maybe you didn't have time to talk to all of them in that, you know, 1.5 or 2 hours that you're there at that meeting. But what happens in these discussions is, you know, there could be somebody sitting across the room and you hear her talking and you say, wow, you know, I can help her, or I really need to get to know that woman, or she needs to meet my friend, or something like that. So this is how we really create that networking experience and that true relationship building experience. And then we also, at our meetings, we have a networking tip that we share with the group so they can have better results from their networking. How do they get more business? How do they create those relationships? How to follow up? Those kind of things. And then we also have a speaker at our meetings, and the speaker can be anybody. Usually they're members of Powerful You, but it could be outside people as well. And the speaker will talk about really pretty much anything, as long as it's not a sales pitch. It has to be educational, informational, could be inspirational or motivational. And so they're there to share good information with the group and also to become known by the group so that, for instance, in a networking situation, you know, people are looking to expand their businesses. Also, so this is a great opportunity for people to get the word out about what they do and let people get to know them a little bit better. And then we also, at our meetings, have what we call the Growth and Success Share. So at the Growth and Success Share, the facilitators would ask for anybody in the room to share any sort of growth or success they've had in their business or personal lives. And so this is kind of neat, too, because it's, first of all, gives us a way to celebrate, because if you're an entrepreneur, you know, maybe you got a great big, you know, you got a good client or something wonderful happened, and so you don't really have people to share that with if you're working by yourself. So it gives us an opportunity to celebrate with you. Also, in sharing that, we get to know more about you, more about your business, and also people share things, of course, in their personal lives. So we get to know more about your families, maybe, or something like that. And then the other reason that we share this is because in hearing what other people have done, you know, to have some sort of growth or success, it gives us all ideas about what we can do and what we can use in our own lives or in our own businesses to have some sort of growth or success of our own. And then, as I mentioned before, the very final part of our Powerful You meetings is where we have our gratitude share. So after having shared all of this other information, the very final part is where we share what we are grateful for. And so this brings a whole new level to those relationships. And it really does help us to have that more personal touch in terms of business and in terms of just networking in general. And what happens, really, Louise, is that people, you know, even though we haven't shared leads and referrals at our meetings, like there are some other networks, that's what they do. They share leads and referrals, and it's actually required of some members. But we don't do that.
Yeah.
We just know that organically and very naturally what happens, because we've gotten to know each other, what happens is we really do share leads and referrals. We create alliances. We create partnerships. We create friendships. And there's just so much information that is shared that it just, it's this wonderful space to be in. And then people leave the meetings feeling happy, and they're happy to come back. And it's just, it really just feels so good to be a part of Powerful You.
That's so great. So I'm so glad that you got the opportunity to share that, because I think, you know, what's really powerful about what you're sharing is that it is truly relationship marketing. It's truly relationship networking. And you really get, you know, very powerful and quality referrals, because when people are doing that, they often are really coming from the heart when they share with the person they're referring, to pass on that information about you. You know, they're going to be passionate about what it is that you can do for them. And I think that is worth far more than just five names, you know, that you can call, because you're much more likely to have a very great interaction with that person and to build your business as well. So I'm really excited, and just to share with everyone, I've just joined Powerful You, so I'm looking forward to experiencing the Powerful You business model for myself, and I think it's going to be very, it's going to be wonderful just in terms of the new friends and, you know, the like-minded people that I'm going to be connecting with, so I'm excited about that. So I think Susie Bonham Craig and I will be coming to one of the meetings very soon. So that's great.
Terrific.
Any quick last nugget of wisdom that you would like to share, Sue, with our listeners before we go? And before we go, we'll also remind everyone of the email addresses to get the book and all of that. So,
okay,
so let's just, yeah.
I would say the last nugget of wisdom is that how you feel is more important than anything else. You know, that thing that says, you know, that really just how you feel is more important than anything else. Never underestimate the power of feeling good. There's a saying that I know that we've all seen, and it says, ain't mama happy, ain't nobody happy. And what I would say is the truth, there is such great truth in that, because how you're feeling affects everybody else that's out there in the world. It, first of all, of course, it affects you. It affects everybody that you love, but it actually affects the whole planet. So getting your space self into that space of feeling good is the best thing you can do for yourself and everybody in this whole world that you love. And the best way I know to do that is to be in a space of gratitude. So find something to be grateful for. You know, get in that feeling place of feeling grateful and practicing gratitude every single day, and you will find that your life transforms, really, just by getting in that space of gratitude.
Beautiful. That's very, very powerful. Thank you so much, Sue. So before we jump off, just to remind everyone that you can go to powerfulintentionseveryday.com. and put in the promotional code PIE, P-I-E, P for Peter, I-E, to get your discounted book. Or you can take the wonderful opportunity, create the intention for yourself to win one of the three books that Sue has kindly given to us as a beautiful gift, and I'll do a draw in the next 24 hours so that everyone who listens in the next 24 hours gets the opportunity to participate as well. And so the way to do that is just to email me at louise@keystoclarity.com, and you can put a book in the headline or powerful intentions in the headlines, and I'll know that you would like to participate. Thank you so much, Sue. It's been a wonderful conversation. Really appreciate you being here and taking the time to share all your wonderful wisdom and insights with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Louise. And I just want to actually correct that discount code that you gave. It's actually PIE-20 to get the 20%.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah.
That's okay.
PIE-20.
Right. And I
okay.
Also, our website for Powerful You, our network is powerfulyou.com.
Great. Perfect. And for those of you who are interested in the remedy, intentional remedies, you can go to intentionalremedies.com. And remember, if you're getting one or two of them, use the promotional code Keys to Clarity. And if you get three or more, you get free shipping. And use the promotional code Keys to Clarity and then the number 2. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I appreciate, and I'm really grateful, speaking of gratitude, for all my listeners and participating in these shows, and there wouldn't be a Keys to Clarity show without you. So I'm truly in gratitude for you, and have a wonderful week. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you so much again, Sue. Say goodbye to everyone. We'll say goodbye now. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Louise. Bye, everybody.
Good night. Bye-bye.